Good Thursday morning, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Eddie the Hat, and of course, you're listening to Today at Del Mar, brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. And today is Thursday, August 11th, and we're going to be taking a look at today's racing card out at Del Mar when racing resumes today with the first post of 2 p.m. All right, after a rather uninspiring weekend for us, to say the least, we're anxious to hop back in, and we hope that you are as well. Thursday's card today looks intriguing. Eight races. We've got a couple of horses that we are quite excited about. And I guess you could probably say that every day. There's an eight race card today. There's probably two or three races that we are going to be betting on. And we'll tell you about that in just a moment. I think one of the things, if you're new in this game, you have to realize you can't bet every race. There are going to be a couple of opportunities that present themselves throughout the day. And I think you need to stick with that. When you do your handicapping the night before or maybe the morning of, and you say, I like two horses, and these are the two that I'm going to bet on. You've got to stick to your guns. A lot of distractions, especially when you go to the track. Not as much when you're at home. You might listen to, some of the, supposed experts that are on the racing channels, the networks. But, again, stick to your guns. If you go to the track, you're under more pressure because you're going to hear things. I constantly, as a professional handicapper, will go up to the press box to do my work, and you'll hear all sorts of things throughout the day. Some of them are quite, quite humorous. Others are more serious nature of horses and stuff. But again, you've really got to stick to your game plan when you're betting the horses seriously. Now, hey, if you're going out maybe once or twice a year, a month or so, and you've got $100 and you're just going out and having fun, then hey, have at it. Just go ahead and bet every race and get crazy. Bet the trifectas and the superfectas. Have a good time. But if you are serious and your goal at the end of the day or at the end of the meeting is to come out on top, you have to have a game plan and not bet every race, okay? All right, that is my advice for everybody today. I don't know why I started talking about that, but it's very near and dear to my heart. So if you know me well, you're going to hear me tell you that. Why are you betting this race? This race isn't, got nothing in it. It's got nothing to offer. You got no angle, no nothing. Why are you betting it? So anyway, keep that in mind, for future reference. All right, let's get to it. Enough of me rambling. Let's get to the jockey and trainer standings as they are heading into today. And we're going to go through these real quick. Juan Hernandez, 19 wins, 80 starts, 24%. Umberto Rispoli, 11 winners from 58 starters, 19%. Joe Bravo, 10 wins, 41 starters, 24%. Ramon Vasquez, 8 wins, 70 starters, 11%. And Flavian Giroux, 6 wins, 48 starters, 13%. Turn the page to the trainers. We have Phil D'Amato, 8 winners from 55 starters, 15%. Bob Baffert, 8 wins from 30 starters, 27%. George Papapodromo, 7 wins, 41 starters, 17%. Peter Miller, 7 wins, 46 starters at 15%. And then Doug O'Neill, 7 winners, 47 starters at 15%. And that is your current jockey and trainer standings as they are going into today. All right, As I said earlier, today, Thursday, August 11th, so let's hop to it and let's get to the first race here. This is a 6 furlongs, a maiden special weight event. This is a B race for us. And not a bad betting opportunity. You've got some horses in here that are spread out. 2-1, the morning line favorite, Bader Kate. Flame Lagoon drawn his outside is at 3-1. And then you've got Tescumus Carlene, I guess. That's the closest I can come to pronouncing it. Adding blinkers, adding Lasix for the Fildia model barn. At 3-1 as well. This is a nice group of maidens. They're nicely bred. You've got a first-time starter in here, Adams Creed, who unfortunately draws the rail. That may or may not compromise his chances for Tim Yachtin and Joe Bravo. It looks like it's a pretty easy race to figure out, at least for us. But as far as a lot of value, probably not, unless you stumble across maybe a horse such as Lucy L at 8-1, Rider's Candy 12-1, Sapadilla also at 8-1. But nonetheless, this looks like a race that you could probably narrow down to one or two horses, use them in the early pick five, as well as, of course, the early daily double. Okay. The second race is another B-rated race for us. This is a maiden special weight event, 5 furlongs on the turf. And there is a lot of opportunity in here, guys. And this is one of our horses in here that we like quite a bit. These are all first-time starters. Yeah. This is a race that we spent a lot of time on, because we love to, when we see races like this, we kind of get excited. It's okay, these are two-year-olds, they've never run before, they haven't proven that they can't run, and we're looking for a horse in here in a race like this that could be a potential star, could be a future runner, a horse that we're really going to like to follow. And that's what this race presents itself as. And again, we did spent a lot of time in here digging through the pedigrees and whatnot. Does that mean that we've got you the winner here? No. You could just as easily find it yourself. But what I'm saying is there's a lot of opportunity in races like this. So that's why it's a B race. But we have landed on a horse that we like quite a bit here. So FYI, if you need help with today's card, you need help with the weekend, go ahead, reach out to us. Sign up for our handicapping selections at horseracing-selections.com, and we'll help you out. So that is the second race. The third race, start of the pick six. This is a C race for us, a claiming event, $16,000 going a flat mile on the dirt. And the pick six carryover amount is $82,677.71. That's the exact amount of the pick six carryover. This is one of those races, folks, where we will tell you, obviously, on our sheet that we release, we pick a 1-2-3 selection for you, because like I said, there are those diehards out there that maybe just go to the track occasionally, that just, they have to bet something, and that's fine. We understand. That's why we release a 1-2-3. Are we getting involved in the third race? Absolutely not. And for those serious players that are with us, that take our advice, we suggest you take notes for future reference and for future wagers. Check the horses in the paddock. Take notes throughout the race itself. But as far as actually going to the window and saying, hey, give me X amount of dollars on number such and such, nope, can't do it. And we suggest that you don't either. Fourth race, 7 furlongs, maiden claiming, $20,000. This is a C-minus race for us. And you know what that means. However, we do like a price play in here. And what we are going to, and well, what we've suggested to our clients is to just make a straight win and place wager on this particular horse. And that's what we would, that's what we're saying, and that's what we are doing as well. Use him in the exotics, use him in the pick six, but as far as exactas, trifectas, trying to hook him up with any other of these, what we think are pretty is a pretty weak bunch, no. Okay, so that's how we're approaching the fourth race, just a win in place on a price horse, and we think that we're going to get a pretty nice price on him. So that's how we are taking the fourth event. I will tell you that there is a horse in here that we have been following, and we are not following today. And that probably means that that's probably going to put him in the winner's circle. You know how that is. You bet a horse every time he runs, you think, hey, this horse is pretty good. He's going to improve today. Oh, he doesn't. Okay, well, he'll improve next time out. He doesn't. Well, you know what? He's going to run really good today. He doesn't. That is Arrest. This was a horse that originally made his debut at Santa Anita. We were out there when Alexis Centeno was riding in the afternoons. And Alexis gave this horse a hell of a ride. And he was really, really moving nice late. Caught our attention. We thought, hey, you know, this guy can run. He got claimed out of that race, which further, I think, you know, strengthened our opinion of that, you know, that he's a runner. And, but guess what? He hasn't done zilch since. Yeah, he was second last time, beaten 4.5 over this track, after a slow start, but he just has really failed to, you know, to strengthen our beliefs that he can, you know, that he can run. He's running now for a $20,000 tag, 4-1 in the morning line. He's probably going to get bet. Offers no value. Why am I telling you this? Because we're off him today, personally. So that's probably going to make him the winner. Is that the horse we like in here? Nope. All right, let's move on to the fifth. 5 furlongs on the turf. This is a starter allowance race. C plus here for us. We do, again, have 1, 2, 3 in our you know, in our selections that we've released to our clients today, but we are not personally getting involved in this race at all. It's just you know, not a lot of intrigue. And guys, I think everybody will agree with me that there are just races that you just look at that you just, you have no clue. You know, you've got 7 or 8 horses, 9 horses, 12 horses, whatever. And, you know, you do your highlighting and you do all your fact checking and you go back and you look at the replays and you check your notes. And when you're all done, you're still no further to picking a winner or to making a selection than you were when you first started out. That's the fifth race for us. And there's some, obviously, there's some interesting horses in here, and I'll tell you, one of them is the 2-horse Kimmer, and you know, you've got Thunderheart, which is 20-1 in the morning line, adding blinkers. Santos de Wilson, drawn on the outside, which has proven he's got some ability. But as far as a real solid pick, as far as a real solid, you know, belief in the fifth here, we have none. So we're suggesting that you skip it. Sixth race doesn't get a whole hell of a lot better, except for the fact that this is where our free play comes in. This is a 5.5 furlong event, maiden claiming for 2-year-olds, $32,000. Okay, now you're starting to get to the point where everybody is excited when they run their 2-year-olds. You know, the anticipation. The connections are excited, the owners are excited, the barn, the groom, everybody's happy. They're saying, okay, we're finally got to the races, and guess what? Your horse can't run. So what do? It's time to cut loose and drop him in for a tag, and that's what they're doing here. Now, you've got several of these horses that are making their debut runs today, But let's face it, if you're a two-year-old and you're running for 32 in your debut, there's not a lot of expectations from the connections here. So this is not a race to get real excited about. However, if you have to bet a race, if you have to bet, this race here, for obvious reasons, we do have a play that we feel fairly confident about. And that is with the 8 horse, Let Him Do, under Ryan Curlatolo. Now, this is a horse that has had 2 previous races back at Churchill Downs. And he was not supported really at the windows in either one of them, to be quite honest with you. The first one he went off at 18-1, he ran horribly, ran dead last. However, the second race he showed a lot of improvement. He split the field. He was beaten by 3 lengths, 12-1, in a restricted race at Churchill Downs. And now he ships out west here for Keith DeSormo, who does very good with maiden droppers, okay? 24% when he drops a horse from a maiden special weight to a maiden claimer. And this horse has been laid off a little bit since June. Not a lot, but he's been freshened up a little bit, obviously, because he had to travel. And when DeSormo runs back horses that have been laid off from 31 to 60 days, he hits at a respectable 14%. So this horse has got some things to like. And the main thing, of course, is that he's had a drill over the track July 30th in a blue-collar move of 49-3 handily for 4 furlongs. There's some things to like about this horse. 7-2 in the morning line, he's drawn outside, and we're expecting that he's going to run and be able to break his maiden. So there's our free play, Let Him Do, in today's 6th race. Even though it's a C-plus race, this horse is bettable. He is playable, but as far as all the others go in here, good luck. You're on your own, because we have no feel for any of them at all, except for Let Him Do in the 6th race. Hopefully that makes sense. Okay, the 7th race, 6 furlongs. This is an allowance optional claiming event. We rated this race a B-, and it's for $20,000 claimers. And our best bet of the day comes in here in the 7th race. And we hope that you take advantage of that and log on to horseracing-selections.com and get on board and take advantage of what we think is a playable race in the 7th. And then finally, we wrap things up in the 8th, a mile on the turf. This is a B-plus race for us. Folks, every one of these horses in here is stretching out for the first time, and every one of these horses in here is running on the turf for the first time. Yeah. Good luck here. This is a B-plus race only because of the value in here that can possibly be found. The morning line favorite, Tangled Up in Grays, 8-5 on the morning line. There's obviously a lot to like with this 2-year-old colt by Hebe Fire and Ice, trained by John Sadler, adding the blinkers. This horse is shipping down from Golden Gate in a debut effort. That really wasn't all that bad, and he figures to improve with a race under his belt. He looks tough to beat at 8-5. However, if you think he is beatable, and let's say he does get beat, you do think he's beatable, okay? Yeah, I'm not going to take 8-5 in this race. You know, you're nuts. Who are you going to go with, okay? That's where the value lies, because the rest of these horses in here, to me, look all the same. Okay, every one of them look to be the same. You've got Chicken Finger Friday drawn on the rail, 5-1. Numbers are dropping. Had a 43 buyer in his debut. He regressed in his next race with a 38 buyer. Except for Doug O'Neill and Boat Racing, which are, you know, good connections, do you have faith that this horse is going to improve enough to be competitive? Well, you're taking 5-1. Not a bettable number for me. You've got Here Comes Georgie Boy, who has a race over the course. Maybe he's got an excuse. He was off slow. Jeff Mullins, Ricky Gonzalez, you can certainly do worse than that. Jeff Mullins, of course, top trainer. Ricky Gonzalez is certainly a very top capable rider here on this circuit. You're getting 20-1 on him. Reckless Affair, first timer, 10-1. So anyway, you get my point here. And then, of course, then you go down a little bit further to Royal Halo at 8-1. Luis Mendez and Edwin Maldonado. Very, very sneaky connections. You've got, he's got the big Wham, who beat Royal Halo in this race when Royal Halo checked in third. The big Wham is in for a stakes race on Friday in the graduation. So, again, if you don't like the favorite at 8-5 here in the morning line, there's an opportunity here to make some money on a horse that might probably pay double digits. So, good luck in your hunting. And again, we hope that you give us a try at horseracing-selections.com today. And hopefully, maybe we'll be able to help you out. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Thursday. If you're like us, we are anxious. We are ready. We're already inside the gate, and we're just waiting for that 2 o'clock post time so that we can bust out and start picking some winners and making some money. Good luck at the track today. Don't forget, we'll be back with you tomorrow morning for today at Del Mar for Friday's coverage. And there's only one thing left to do, guys. Finish up on that homework. Check us out, horseracing-selections.com. Cash those tickets today, and we'll be talking to you again soon.